we're going to start this next period. And I'm going to read you another section from the Satipatthana Sutta. Again, monks, one reviews this same body, however it is placed, however disposed, as consisting of elements thus. In this body, there are the earth element, the water element, the fire element, the air element. Just as though a skilled butcher or his apprentice had killed a cow and was seated at a crossroads with it cut up into pieces, so too one reviews this same body as consisting of elements. In this body there are the earth element, the water element, the fire element, and the air element. So I invite you to sit if you like, or stand, whatever works for you. And we'll do a little tour of the body as elements. So as you're standing or as you're seated, take a moment and connect with the body. Notice the contact of the body with the floor. And that contact is the earth element. The sense of hardness, or the contact of the body with the chair or the cushion, maybe there's softness. So it's the felt sense of hardness or softness, of pressure. There might be a sense of heaviness in the body or lightness in the body. Those two are earth element. Within your own body, notice the hardness of the teeth. Or the nails in the hand, the bone. The physical nature of muscle. Contacting the earth element. The sense of solidity, of weight, notice the breath as it passes in and out of the nose or in and out of the belly as the belly rises and falls. That's the earth, or sorry, that's the air element. sensation of wind, air. Movement of the breath, the expansion and contraction of the belly, of the rib cage, of the lungs. So we can know the body as air as well as its earth. Can also notice a sense of heat or coolness, warmth. That's the fire element. A sense of temperature. Know the water element as a sensation of the moisture in our eyes, maybe the saliva in our mouths, if for a moment you imagine a very juicy lemon that you're biting into. It might actually spark some production of saliva. And notice the sensation of the water element in the mouth. And if you need to swallow, you might notice how that feels, that there's this sensation of water, and as you swallow it, it almost seems as if it disappears. So our sense experience can also be seen as these different elements in play. Sense of heaviness, the sense of contact, the sense of pressure as earth. The sense of fluidity, of moisture, of water. It's the water element. The sense of air, gas, wind, breath. Expansion, contraction, is air. As heat and coolness is fire. So see if you can notice the sensations in those terms. Notice what comes into your awareness. Sound could be the sensation of the air element as it impacts our ears. notice that the sensation of the fire element, heat, cold, is not you. It's just a sensation. Temperature. Notice that the earth element, the sensation of pressure, weight, contact, is not you. It's just an expression of the earth element. Hardness of the floor is not you. The contact of your hands on your body is not you. The sensation of water, the moisture of your eyes or your mouth, the saliva is not you. You are not that sensation. the experience of the air element as sound is not you. The felt sense of air on your skin is not you. The sensation of breath passing in and out of the body is not you. Of the rib cages, the belly. In this way, in regard to the body, one abides contemplating the body internally, or one abides contemplating the body externally, or one abides contemplating the body both internally and externally. One abides contemplating the nature of arising in the body, or one abides contemplating the nature of passing away in the body, or one abides contemplating the nature of both arising and passing away in the body. Mindfulness that there is a body is established in one to the extent necessary for bare knowledge and continuous mindfulness. And one abides independent, not clinging to anything in the world. That is how, in regard to the body, one abides contemplating the body.